wasn't aware of that. Like I said, I've been pretty much on a blackout when it comes to anything about Chad over the past 2 or 3 months since I ain't heard him on these repeaters over here.
Well, a part of what his family, he and his family, have been dealing with is that during the hurricane, his youngest son was passenger in a truck that I believe it was parked. The driver had just gotten out of the truck, and his son was still in the truck when a tree fell on it. Fell right on the cab, and it unfortunately broke his son's back. And he had lots of surgery to put him back together. And, you know, that's a real tragedy for the family to endure. Caused a good deal of changes, you might say, because while they were able to put him back together, lots of surgery, lots of parts, metal parts, you know, to hold him together. And he's learning how to walk again, such as that. Anyway, lots of changes, and the whole property around there, don't know if you've ever visited up there, but his whole property was involved. He had lots and lots of trees that are no longer there. And anyhow, it's been lots of changes. But he is well, and his son is recovering, and, you know, you just push on through is what you do. I'm sorry to be the one to bring that to you, Andy, but, yeah, that storm did make a lot of changes with he and his family. KK4, JBQ. I've been up there a couple times, but I just, you know, to tell you the truth, and this is a shortcoming of how I learned how to drive. I learned how to drive with landmarks, and you know, this goes back a lot of years. That's how people used to drive back in the country where I grew up. And you didn't pay any attention to the name of the roads or distances between turns. That you just look for a landmark, and you turned at the grocery store, or you turned at the, you know, you count the number of turns from a certain spot. It's just a way that I learned how to drive. Now, come along the modern age, and I was driving more and going places that I didn't know, so I got myself a GPS. Now, it tells you every turn. The turn by turn, leading you by the hand, so to speak, if you understand me. And so I would just turn the GPS on, program his address in there, and it'd take me right up into the driveway, for crying out loud. So when you go to, depending on something like that, you never learn anymore how to get from place to place without that thing. It's kind of a crutch. It's a surefire way to get it done, as long as it's working, as long as you've got the right address, and so on and so forth. But I remember my father-in-law, Donna's dad, would tell me how to get from here to someplace in Kentucky. Now, seriously, someplace in Kentucky. So he would tell me every road, the mileage that you'd go before you made another turn left or right. He would know the distance from where you were to that turn or where you were to your destination. He was excellent when it came to giving directions. I could listen to him tell me how to go from here to whatever, wherever, and I couldn't repeat it back. I'd just be nodding my head the whole time and just say, okay, sure, okay, yeah, you know. But I knew when he would start telling me how to get from here to another place, I would never be able to take his directions unless I were writing it down, you know, and stuff like that. That's something you have to develop. That's not a gift or anything. You just have to develop that's the way you're going to use it. But a GPS is, it's kind of a crutch. But a lot of modern devices are a crutch so that people don't have to think. That's how I feel about it. KK4JBQ.
4LZI. No, I've never been to his place up there, but being that I've never really looked it up, I almost bet he's a lot closer to from where he is up there to Swannanoa, North Carolina, than what we are for sure in. He got a whole, from what you're describing it, no wonder he's been on and don't have nothing up. And was that son of his the one that was working in the shop down there?
Yes. And his son had contracted for, you know, making parts and pieces and whole machines and out of some pretty sophisticated metals. That's what he was going to do for a living. And he was coming along real, real well. But now he's laid up and cannot do that. And so Chad is fulfilling the contract. So Chad is staying busy, like a one-armed paper hanger, wallpaper hanger. You know, that's, I always get this image in my mind when I say that. It makes me laugh, a one-armed paper hanger. So Chad is awfully busy fulfilling that contract and doing what he can to, you know, there was damage to the house, there was damage to the shop, there was damage on the property everywhere you look. It really did a number, I'm serious, a real number. That seemed like that storm got worse the further north it went. Just from, I looked out the window here and saw 70 mile an hour winds blowing the trees nearly down to the ground right here. The trees survived. Don't know how. But I watched all that mess, and it, I was just glad to be inside. And that's when the electricity went off for a week. That was the biggest thing around here for most people. I'm sure it was a different story for many who were on the road when that came through. But we were safe in the house. And our houses here, they're all linked together. I'm actually linked to five other houses. They're townhomes, you know. That's how they're built. You share walls with people. Kind of like you do in an apartment, you know. But this is a house connected to another house, connected to another house. And that arrangement makes it quite sturdy, you know, pretty substantial. But a 70 mile an hour wind is just something I've never seen anything like it before. What did it appear like up there, Andy? K JK4JBQ.
LZI, it seems like to me it wasn't near as bad up here, say, as where Chad was, and like I said, I'm not looking at a map or anything, you know, very little, but I, air miles, I bet, from where Chad is up there to Swannanoa, North Carolina, he ain't that far away, I about bet he's not, and Swannanoa took it real hard up there.
His address is still South Carolina, but I'm pretty sure that Campobello is pretty close to North Carolina line. I'm not that good with maps. I think about, I've been driving since I was, 14 years old. And I never learned to read a map all that well, you know, a highway map. I'm sure it's possible to do. But like I said, I grew up not paying a whole lot of attention to the roads I was, you know, the names of the roads I was on, or how, you know, what distance I would travel on that road. There's a lot of ways to put that sort of thing together in your mind. And I know I used to travel sometimes with friends who, they didn't have to stop. If you get a little bit lost, stop, take your highway map. I remember this one fellow, he had probably 10 or 12 maps in the car. He had them all stuffed in a box, and he'd go to his map of the local, or maybe they were by states then, you know, and he had 10 or 12 state maps. And he'd go, and we'd stop on the side of the road, and he'd open up that paper map and spread it out on the trunk of a car and figure it out. You know, I admired that he went to that kind of trouble. I never went to that kind of trouble. And that's before roads got so complicated. Donna and I were out sometime last week. I had to do some service on my car. And since I went down this particular road, it had been maybe 3 years since I went down this particular road that we were on, and I could not believe how they put two of those circle things. There are different names for that in different places, but you have maybe four roads come to one point. And this one had three lanes, three circles, you know, concentric circles. So you come into it and you'd just come in at a speed where you'd fit in with all the rest of them that were going around, you know. But there were three lanes inside this circle. So three circles, you see. And then you got out of this going around in a circle. And you had to anticipate that. And you had to know which one of these was the way out. That's for people, if there's anybody listening, probably they're just dying laughing because modern people, you know, that's nothing. You know, that's no problem for a lot of people. But for me, and she was driving at the time, and I wondered, what are we going to do here? Who's going to hit us first? Because cars were flying all around in every direction. But all of a sudden, she picked one of those exits, one of those circles to get off of, and out we were. Now we were back in traffic again. But those circles just, especially if it's more than one, you know, you just go around, get off when you have to. Everybody goes around one circle. This was a smaller circle, and there were three lanes in there. I just was, what's going on here? Okay. KK4JBQ.
4LZI, I think I know what you're talking about. Because I've seen some crop up here in Pickens County and certain parts of Greenville County and going down toward the, down there to the Anderson Ham Fest. Well, they got some down there near Anderson County down there. They're called roundabouts. We got one back off up here. I don't know if they built it yet, but they're going to. That's up here on Highway 11, and up above it's a big hill. And trucks come barreling through there at very, very high speed. And at some point someday, a truck's going to come barreling down there and just plow that roundabout all the pieces. My sister and I both have that predicted that will happen someday up here, because it hasn't been there for decades, and trucks a lot of times use Highway 11 from Gaffney back down there to the co-ed a cut through, and they just barrel through at high speed, that they'll plow right through that someday.
Landy, I'm sure you're right. From what I saw, I asked Donna, we had a little conversation on the way home after we'd been through that roundabout, as you call it. I says, why is it they put, and there were two of them that we went through on this one road. I'd been down this road many times before, years ago. And they were not there, and it was a straight shot straight through, and now there's just this incredible hazard. I'd have to call it a hazard. It's a road hazard, intentionally built to handle a lot of traffic going in many different directions at the same time, is what I'm saying. At the same time, people are going down. Well, I know there were at least four roads interconnecting with that roundabout, and you want to enter it in one place and get off on one of the other three roads, you see. Now, I think that's a little too complicated. I just don't know. So, anyway, I hope not to have to navigate like that, because everybody, and also, everybody was going at least 20 miles an hour. Now, that's slow when you're going in a straight line. But when everybody's going around in a circle, three lanes deep, everybody's going around in a circle, and you don't know when who's going to get off. Or, you know, what the protocol is. You know, if you want to get off and you're on the inside of the three circles, do you inch over, not inch over, of course, but do you get over in another one so that you're on the outside one when you want to leave? I don't know. It all came to me so fast, I thought to myself, I don't want to be here again. I just don't want to be here again. I've been here too long, I suppose. Only 71. I'll be 72 in a while, but only 71. I've been here too long to endure progress like that, you might say. I know it's progress. Gets a lot of people going in different directions from one place. That road, I forget what the name of that road is. Anyway, that road is... has a lot of development on both sides of the major road. The one that used to be one long, easy drive, you know, and now it's all broken up into three different messes like that. There was, you know, we went through two of them. There was actually three involved if you keep on going in that road. I don't think that's progress. You know, and I can't imagine these, think about it, these cars that are supposed to drive themselves. Well, if it's tough for a human being to to imagine how am I going to navigate through this roundabout thing. Well, what's the car driving itself going to do? How's it going to notice everybody like that? Well, maybe it's thinking faster than I am. But anyway, Andy, I'm going to have to go. I'm running down. Thank you for the information on the Simplex thing there, and I'll tune that in on Saturday. You take care of yourself, and good talking with you. This is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear on your final. KK4JBQ clear.
On the 147.135, digital tone 311 on the 2 meter, Skype 1 2 meter repeater. Luckily about these roundabouts up here, it's only on two lane roads. Where I first noticed them down there up above Anderson, leaving Pickens County, going into Anderson down there, was the first ones I saw. Now, there's one of those down there that's similar to the way you described down there, but most of these up here just on two lane roads, but way those trucks just barreled in that hill that's going right straight bottom hill to it. They'll never stop soon enough to not plow right through it when I'm going that all that load's pushing them. And as you said, I don't know who thought of it, but I wish they had thought of something better. KK4JBQ, KI4LZ, we'll talk later.